I got to visit the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. Yes, that's the church. In the 1960s, the gathering place for planning opposition to the segregation policies fettering that great southern city, it was a rally point for change, and that made it a target. Then came September 15, 1963. Sunday school was over, and four little girls headed for the restroom. Three of them were 14. Addie Mae and Carol and Cynthia. Denise McNair was only 11 and must have been flattered to gather with the big girls to debrief what the boys were like in Sunday school and who said what to whom and to giggle. That's what you do after Sunday school. They didn't know that an anonymous caller had phoned a few minutes earlier. He'd said 3 minutes before he hung up. After the 22 sticks of dynamite exploded in the stairwell, they say the bodies of the girls were stacked like cordwood, all four. You start the tour upstairs in the auditorium with a thoughtful video about the church, its history, its role in the freedom struggle. Then you get to go down to the basement where the explosion took place. They didn't rebuild that outside staircase where the dynamite was planted. They remodeled it into a kitchen to prepare meals for church activities. No plaque to mark it, a wooden frame around their pictures on the wall. You can't go into the kitchen, but you can look in through the half door for passing dishes in and out to see the cabinets, the sink, the plates and cups and glasses stacked neatly at the ready. I wondered about the process of deciding how to rebuild. It's sacred ground. How do you rebuild Gettysburg or Valley Forge? I think the kitchen was a good idea. A new center for church life, a change from the past, a resource for new activities. I think the girls would have liked it. We stood for a long time looking at the kitchen through the door. It was very quiet. So quiet that if you listened closely, you could almost hear the echoes of their laughter.